This has never happened before. I am a puppet of the podcast. I've never been here. I'm Chester Missing. I'm a very, very important and famous puppet from South Africa. I join a long list of other important and favorite puppets. I have a white guy's hand in my ass, so technically that makes me Cyril Ramaphosa and Donald Trump at the same time. So, what's going on, people? This is nuts. Donald Trump just took 49 white Afrikaner refugees to America for 49. They told us we're going to lose all our farmers and we're going to die of starvation. 49 people, that's all the car guards in Brakpan. No, give me a break. Real refugees leave in their thousands, don't they? The Syrians had 49 people in one dinghy. 49. I've seen more people in a minibus taxi in Joburg. But these white Afrikaners got shuttled in like there's a VIP section for white supremacists. I've never seen such well-fed refugees in my life. You could fit three Sudanese refugees into one of these Afrikaans ones. Trust America to only import the plus-size refugees. 49. I mean, Steve Hofmeyr must be pissed. 49 Afrikaners leaving. That's all the people who went to his last concert. So, because if you can afford matching luggage, guys, you're not a fucking refugee. If you can Uber to the airport in a car driven by an actual refugee, you're not a freaking refugee. How do you benefit from apartheid and then act like you are the victim? That's like stabbing someone and then reporting them to the police. And these idiots will tell you, oh no, affirmative action is just exactly the same thing as apartheid. It's identical affirmative action. What cuck are you talking? You've never been dragged out your home. The only thing you were ever dragged out of is a bar in Krugersdorp, you frickin' moron. Donald Trump is walking around, telling everybody that land, oh no, the land, it's so bad. The land's being taken in South Africa, and he's lying. Unamanga. Donald Trump is trying to steal Greenland and Canada, helping the theft of Ukraine and Palestine. So him accusing anyone in South Africa of grabbing land is like farting and then blaming someone else. And that is why it's called gaslighting. Thank you. But seriously, I have a podcast now, which is nuts, and I really am angry about the situation. It's Donald Trump's issue with South Africa. It's got nothing to do with a fake white genocide that they promoted on Twitter. First time a genocide was ever promoted by bots. Because if he did hate the genocide, he'd be standing up to Vladimir Putin. This whole thing is entirely because South Africa stood up to Israel's genocide and apartheid in Gaza, isn't it? In other words, these Afrikaners, these 49 people, are the only people on earth who managed to benefit from apartheid twice. Foot sick, you racist assholes. So, instead of getting therapy, my white ventriloquist is instead taking it all out on the internet via a puppet. I know it's weird. Chester Missing's real problem is the name, or the real problem of Chester. We don't freaking know. This is the first one. It might be cuck. I don't care. So we got the cheapest interview we could, which is, of course, you want a cheap interview, you find another puppet at the SABC. And I've, of course, got the amazing Koketso Sichane, political commentator, part-time linguist, full-time candy dealer. Oh, I love Koketso. How's it going, Koketso?
How you doing? I don't know why I'm here.
Well, you're the only guy who would answer my WhatsApps, and you're also a good friend of mine, and you know how South Africa works, which is why you're dressed like a revolutionary from Central Africa, and I love that for you. It's fantastic. The most revolutionary guy in Cape Town, outside of John Steenhuisen's publicist. And by John Steenhuisen's publicist, I mean KFM. How's it, man?
I'm good, Chester.
Okay.
Are you calmer now? That was a lot.
Was the arm in my bum is getting tired.
And that concludes the podcast.
There's the podcast done. Bye. I'm sis. How's it going, man?
I'm all right. You've got a lot of venting to do, and I suppose so do I. I'm amused by all of this. I'm amused by the Afrikaners. I'm amused by Donald Trump. I'm amused by everything. But let's start off by just quoting the Honorable Gayton McKenzie and say, Mabahambe.
Yeah, Mabahambe. Just for a sec. Just go. I know. It's ridiculous, quite honestly. What does it mean, though? Because, you know, I'm on the internet all day, and just all I got to do, these tiny little hands using Twitter and my shitty data and Wi-Fi connection. I honestly a lot of people are saying, well, why can't you just let them go? Why can't you just let them go and live their lives? They had a hard time here in South Africa. Why can't they go? So what is the difference between these people claiming to be refugees and people just getting a visa and footsacking out the country?
Free ride under false pretense.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's just the bottom line there. But I think for me, what has been, I've gone through different stages of, like, I don't know if it's grief or whatever you want to call it when it comes to this issue, from AfriForum up until what's happening right now with them arriving. What I'm really excited about right now, what has consumed me, is how Americans are reacting to it. People actually coming out and saying, like, these people are talking cack. And I look forward to some of them deciding to come back home. And I don't know if they'll be allowed back home. But so there's a couple of things. One, we can go on about the facts around the issue of genocide or whatever it might be, the theories that have been presented. But I think at the end of the day, really, Donald Trump does not give a fuck about us. It's not about us, right?
Yeah.
He's talking to his MAGA constituencies. He's showing that I also care for other white people in the same way that I'll care for you. And that's all it is, at least on the one part. But also, it's about South Africa's position on Israel. That is the core issue here. They had to found a stick, they found it, and they're using it.
So, well, I think first we've got to take some time to teach Americans the word cuck, because it's not one they've heard before. Cuck, it's K-A-G. Cuck. Go look at Elon Musk's haircut and you'll know what we mean. Listen, what confuses me, though, is why didn't he care about the Ukrainians? Because they're also white people in distress. Why are these ones special? These African non-Africans, these, because you know how white South Africans are African, like tomatoes are a type of fruit. It's true, but nobody gives a damn. Why were these ones singled out as opposed to Ukrainians?
I think Ukrainians have been allowed in. That's the bottom line. And we've seen this also in Europe, where Ukrainian refugees have been allowed. But the minute the dark-skinned ones come up, then suddenly there's a problem. Suddenly we're talking about people coming off boats on the shores of the UK, for example. So it's racist. Bottom line. All right.
Listen, Coquetto, I know you're here for free, but the only puppets that get paid are Ramaphosa and John Steenhuisen. Listen, one of the things that I really don't understand about this is, well, firstly, Ramaphosa is meeting with Trump next week. What's going to happen there? I mean, because Ramaphosa has no leverage, does he? He's got fuck all the money in his couch is gone. He literally has no way to get Donald Trump to listen to him.
Well, they've already had their phone call, right? So President Ramaphosa had a call with Donald Trump where he basically was saying to Donald Trump that, you know, all of this is false narrative. It's not true. There is no genocide. But Trump really doesn't give a fuck, to be very honest. He does not care. So they will meet and there will be a conversation. President Ramaphosa will say what he has to say and Trump will not care. But also, let's be fair, what exactly do we expect President Ramaphosa to do or say? He was quite ballsy at SONA where he said, you know, we're going to defend ourselves. I can't remember the exact words that he used, but South Africa took a very strong position. You know, we will not be bullied. That was the one, right?
Yeah.
And since
until
then, it's kind of toned down and has been very diplomatic. And that's the most that he can do. That's it. They're going to meet. They're going to talk. Trump will say, we're not coming to G20. Go to hell. They'll carry on with their agenda. And that's about it.
They're going to have to change his name to G19. But I don't understand what, you know, surely Ramaphosa could have handled the political dynamics with Afrikaans people a bit better. Would that be giving in to some entitled assholes?
Yeah. Bottom line. I mean, what is it that he needed to give into? What is it that he needed to entertain? They were misrepresenting the country. They were talking shit. And there's a need to just let them be.
Listen, the guy who met these Afrikaners, because they're not going to own farms, so they're going to work on farms. They're not Americanas, they're fucking Mexicanas. But when they arrived, they literally, the guy, whatever it is, Landau, Landy, Ludi, I don't give a damn. But that guy who met them said, no, his wife is actually from Iran, and compared them like fleeing from Iran, from an oppressive regime. Meanwhile, Trump's busy arresting minorities in the streets. And if you protested for Palestine, you're being kicked out. Even if you've got residency in the States. So what now we've been labeled as a place that has refugees, Coquette. So, I mean, we're not Lesotho. I'm joking, Lesotho. we will invade you. What are the implications for us as a country? Is this going to drop the, are we going to find it harder to get loans? What are the implications of us as a country having a place that has refugees?
Firstly, I mean, we know they are not refugees, and we do have refugees in South Africa. The implications, I think it's unfolding slowly, right? Are we ever going to have a situation where, in terms of trade policies, it gets worse than it is now? Are we going to get increased tariffs? That is something that we need to look out for. But also on a optics level, I think there's a need for us as a country to fight this on an optics or on a PR level and have a concerted strategy around countering this narrative. So that's very important. But the consequences of it, I'm not too sure how far it can go. We are living in a world or in an era where anything can happen tomorrow based on whatever Donald Trump decides to tweet, and it can have major consequences for us. But I think for now, though, we're good.
Has the ANC done enough of a job to explain how the land expropriation or the question of dealing with land in a way that doesn't destabilize the country but still looks for justice? How do they balance that, and how do we get people on the right and South Africans, you know, with white South Africans who have a crazy amount of economic power to understand this is what you were given? How do we do this?
Here's the thing. Why is it that we constantly have to have black people having to explain what happened in this country?
Yeah.
Like, that is exhausting.
Yeah.
So anybody who's old enough to have a sense of where we are as a country right now, or even misrepresenting the whole idea of expropriation, is old enough to know what happened in this country. It's just selective. Selective in how they want to understand the history of our country. There is no post 25, 30-year-old white person who either A, doesn't know, or does not have the ability to find out. So the idea that we have to go and teach them, remind them, no, fuck that. They were complicit in it.
What I don't understand is how we move forward with this, because this country is wildly divided. Or is that just something that happens on the internet?
I think we need to decide what we're going to get caught up with, right? This is dominating right now. It's all over different social media, of course. And we're talking about it now. Here we're having a whole podcast about this. But I think at some point we need to just decide on what our priorities are. This is not as important as we make it out to be. It
right. Really isn't. Okay.
There's a whole lot more important.
I was very stressed. I've been very, very stressed. People have been tweeting me all week. I'm very stressed about this. So it's good to hear you say that. Listen, don't you think?
Why are you hiding behind the mic?
I know. You're right. Sorry, my hands don't work. Use your hand. Thank you.
That's cool.
No, now it's in my face. Fuck. God.
Oh my God.
Can you move it sideways, please? There, thank you. Jesus Christ. Ah, thank God we have an actual. Oh shit.
What is that?
My fucking hand came undone. What the? Dude!
Give me your hand.
Oh no, it's gonna take half an hour.
Round of applause.
Oh my God. Oh, get so harder. Oh,
wait,
screw
I've got the
in.
Hole. I've got the hole.
Screw me, found the hole. Screw it in, wait, so. Oh, you're screwing me. I feel like Clientele Life is phoning me.
Oh.
It feels like Desmond Dupe has got me on the line. I'm being knifed for insurance. Oh, screw it in, Kuketso. It's not going in the hole.
It's not.
Oh, my God.
It's
I feel like a virgin at Steve Hoffmeyer's house. Oh, my hand's broken. Oh, shit. Oh, God. Good hand shedding, people. The type of shitty podcast is this? Put my hand up. Sorry. It's white privilege for you. Oh, this guy got this job. Fucking swear. Get the other hand up, you fucking bear. Okay. It's not funny, okay? It's my hand. You work at the SAPC. Hasn't this ever happened to you where you were? Laughing at my hand.
Not even so there.
Okay. Oh.
Not working anymore.
I'm not working. No. My hand got cloudy. Oh, Jesus. This
90%
is...
local.
Oh, God. Content. I interviewed him about that, actually.
This is the definition of a damn squid.
Oh, my God. My podcast. The host is funnier than you are, Conrad Carr. The guest is funnier than you are. Jesus, sorry. Can you stick a hand in my ass, please? I think this whole thing will just go better if you do that. Listen, talking about Gayton and Cloudy, do you think the opposition parties could have done more to speak up on the conversation on expropriation? Because they're being fuzzy as hell. And considering the fact that this country has got millions of people disenfranchised by a racist history, how do we balance that? How do we balance public sentiment about, the need for restitution, land expropriation, and then go, oh, no, the economy needs to grow? Because the opposition and, you know, the DA and the PA and the NK, we know what they're saying. But how do we move it forward where we have a country where people understand why what's going on is going on?
Let's take a step back. Let's also remember, in as much as right now we're talking about the Expropriation Act, it was passed in the previous, in the sixth administration, right? So pre the most recent national...
That's Jacob Zuma, am I right?
No, Cyril.
I thought Jacob Zuma like knocked it in. Oh, no, he did that with the free fees. He did that with the fees. Okay, yeah, you're passing. Yeah, you're right.
Of
sixth administration, you're right.
The sixth administration.
Sorry, my hands aren't working today, so...
When the ANC still had majority in parliament, right?
Yep.
Where there was no NK,
yep.
Where there was no PA in parliament.
Yeah.
So there's a huge difference between the opposition parties that are in the seventh parliament now, the composition of it,
GNU,
versus in the sixth parliament. So it was an ANC majority that passed it, and there was a lot said by the different political parties in the lead up to, in the public participation process and everything up until it became law, right?
Yeah.
So there's a huge difference between that and where we are now. Now we're dealing with a GNU, and of course, a much more broader parliament in the seventh parliament, and than previously. So they are talking about it. They've got a lot to say. The DA's got a lot to say, but it is on the back of a bill that was already passed last year when some of them were not around.
Because that's what kind of struck me as the hardest note for this is, I mean, even the DA got into a GNU with the ANC, with this bill very much being around. If it was full-blown expropriation like Donald Trump is shouting about, they wouldn't have done that. And I mean, the people need to face the facts and just fucking move on. Don't sit there lying to people about it. I just wish that, you know, when Ramaphosa goes to meet, in the Americas now, I wish that people like the DA and so on, people who, you know, can speak up, especially our white poly, Helen Zille in particular, to be quite frank, because when it comes to apartheid's legacy, she seems kind of silent. And she really could make a difference, I think, to some degree, by going, no, that's not what's going on here. There is no white genocide. We do have inequality. It sort of, because, you know, at the same time as this is all going down, Kuketso, the DA was talking about the employment equity bill, because apparently equality and broad-based black economic empowerment is too much for them. They can't cope. They want the money to trickle down to your shack. It's funny how the Donald Trump situation and land and white refugees is happening at the same time as the DA is fighting any form of racial redress in this country. What I'm trying to say is there is no cohesive force. It sounds like economically the Trump right wing leaning, you know, let's get Bulgarian, that guy has all kind of coalesced in South Africa, has got on board with it, because all these parties are funded by the same people, aren't they?
I think we're going through a wag the dog movement. I think we are looking at Trump and we're getting caught up in all of that. We're getting caught up with these Afrikaners and the stuff at home that we should be focused on. I'm like, while we are watching, what's actually going on here at home that is more destructive than this other BS that we're watching? That's my concern.
I think that that's spot on, and I think that's a place to end today's podcast. Thank you for watching this first Real Problem with Chester Missing. Yeah, wave it harder. That was a bit of a useless wave. There we go. Wave bye. Well, that, you just made me masturbate. What are you doing with my head? No, I'm out. Thanks for watching. Bye.